Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM, and I'm back again. This week I'm looking at two movies about men trying to preserve a culture that no longer exists. One is a drama about an Algerian refugee working as a school teacher in Quebec who turns toward his childhood French education for solace. And the other is a documentary about a sophisticated Yiddish writer who turned toward memories of his childhood in a small village as the inspiration for many of his stories. First, Monsieur Lazare, directed by Philippe Falardeau. Two public school kids, Simon and Alice, played by Sophie Nélis and Emilien Néron, make a shocking discovery one morning. Their teacher hanged herself the night before in their classroom. So now there's a class without a teacher, a whole bunch of kids recovering from the trauma, and no one willing to take her place as a new teacher. So in walks this guy, Bashir Lazare, into the principal's office, and he offers his services. He says he taught for 19 years in Algeria and would be honored to take over the class. And for lack of an alternative, he becomes the new teacher. But he's a recent newcomer to Canada, trying to qualify for refugee status after a horrific event that happened back in Algeria. He's recovering from one trauma, while the kids in the class are getting over a different one. So he was raised in an Algeria that had been annexed by France. So he's steeped in a lost culture in a country on the bridge of a violent collapse. But the kids don't get him. He regiments the desks in neat rows, no circles for him. And he does all this old school stuff like reading Balzac for dictée and making the kids memorize conjugations and recite them out loud in class. He doesn't get all the new rules, no hitting students. In fact, no touching students at all, anywhere, ever. He's not used to this. And never talk about the teacher's death. Leave that to the psychologist. But the kids are clearly guilt-ridden, and Bashir wants to get through to them. Maybe by letting them lose their baggage, he can release some of his own. But can he get through to them with his old-fashioned, rigid, and formal ways? Will he purge his own loss and let them, especially Simon and Alice, recover from theirs? Monsieur Lazare is a really good, complex, and subtle movie, nominated for the Best Foreign Film Oscar this year. The French actor Felag manages to convey Bashir's grief and compassion while remaining reserved, formal, and secretive at the same time. It's also quite funny. This isn't a drag-you-down movie. It's an interesting one. It was directed by Philippe Falardeau, who also made another great movie just a few years ago, also about troubled kids in Quebec, called C'est pas moi, je te jure. You should try to catch that one, too. Falardeau is amazing at capturing kids on film with complete, not superficial, characters. Next, Sholem Alechem, Laughing in the Dark, directed by Joseph Dorman. So Sholem Alechem was the pen name of a Yiddish writer who lived in the Pale of Settlement in Tsarist Russia. This is the long but narrow strip stretching from the Baltic Ocean to the Black Sea, where Jews were permitted to live at that time. So Sholem Alechem, it's a pen name meaning Mr. How Do You Do, wrote the classic tales of Tevye the Milkman and the others in the village of Kozrelevka. He's best known today because those stories were adapted into the famous musical Fiddler on the Roof. But he was also one of the pioneers who attempted to turn a looked-down-upon vernacular language into a font of literature and high culture. What I'd never heard before, though, and which the movie shows, is that he was a really interesting character that goes against the homey, nostalgic stereotype of his writing. He was actually a dandy, a dilettante, and a stock market gambler in Kiev discussing poetry in cafes with other literary people, even while he squandered a small fortune. This excellent documentary tears away the myths of the renowned writer and exposes both the dark and embarrassing moments of his life, as well as his unknown triumphs, well, unknown today. It uses black and white photos, playbills, posters, even an actual audio recording of the writer's voice, along with found footage and snapshots from the era to set the mood. Most interesting to me is the way the documentary situates the author not just as some independent hero like a biopic, but as one character in a much broader political, historical, and sociological context. So Monsieur Lazare is playing now, and Shalom Aleichem Laughing in the Dark opens next week in Toronto. And, of course, the documentary Puppet opens on the 17th. Also coming soon in Toronto and Vancouver is a series of kabuki performances captured on film featuring the legendary Onnagata actor Tamasaburo. He's a male actor who only plays female roles in a kabuki drama called The Heron Maiden. Check out the Japan Foundation for more information. This is Dan Yergar with the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.